PW, have you ever drove out of state or somewhere else just to see the season change?
Yes.
Bill Smuts.
Yeah, I have.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I have not, but I know people who have.
Voice of Reason?
Oh, every year.
Okay, do you think you people do that? You people travel to see seasonal changes.
To white people thing.
No, because back in the 1860s, they all wanted to go north.
Yes, that's right.
That's true, yeah. All right, in the past, maybe, it was the colored people
and
thing.
It was the changing of the leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
Would you ever call for that?
We got to get rid of that damn tip job. Who idea was that? It was yours. This phrase probably has nothing to do with anything, so e plunimus glumus.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike of the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike, check one, Spike, check two, Spike, check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as This is Spike on the Mic, and we are here at our Palushas, luscious studios here at 4215 West Hillsboro, also known as Hooters. Hooters is where you get your fine wings and cold beer. Come check us out. Come check out Hooters. We love this place. We thank them for giving us their patio and their electricity. So tonight, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have an award deserving show. Now, I hope that, you know, the people in my peripheral vision and in the sound of my voice aren't offended or distracted, you know, because we have people here who like to do their own thing, and once in a while we have to make it happen. So without further ado, because I can't do this alone, I won't do this alone, let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, we have the man who is homeschooled, he is a doctor, he is a captain. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who forgot to wear women's clothing to the show today.
That is so poignant.
Thanks.
It is so on point. And we'll discuss more about that as the show
progresses. I'm sure we will.
As the show progresses. Well, the next guy who's putting the sounds in your eardrums, if you hear the music going boom, 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 that will be the man we like to call PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's way over at this end of the table.
Well, that's okay. You still are within eyesight.
Oh, that's good.
So we
yeah.
can see
yeah.
you all day, day.
Huh, it's perfect.
And anybody know the reason we're here? We're here for one reason.
Oh, that can't be true.
We're only here for one reason, ladies and gentlemen, and that is that man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's not going to let certain people have any vegetables or pickles from his garden.
Wow, you're going to be like that. You're going to be that guy?
I'm going to be that
guy. Are you the same guy who gets mad when people go in your yard and try to pick your grapes and you say, get off my lawn? You that guy?
I say, go away.
How's that going to get little bad kids from stealing your apples, oranges, plums, or peaches?
They go away.
Oh, okay. Just like that, they go away. Well,
some kids don't like to be yelled at by women.
Yeah. Oh. All right, well.
I see where we're going to go tonight.
Yes.
You know, well, I'm usually calling him a kiss-ass, but this has another direction.
Another direction and ring to it? Yeah.
Listen, I'm proud of him for standing up for the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
we
haven't had a very strong voice on this show, and Steve's
taken a
stand. We
haven't had a single cross-dresser, I think.
Not until tonight. And Steve has taken that stand, and I'm proud of him.
All right, so, Steve, directly in your peripheral vision, there's one guy here. He is a savant. I took away, you know, I'm trying to be nice today.
Oh, this guy's a genius. I know who you're talking about.
We like to call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
He should be on Jeopardy. He's really bright.
I'm sticking like America's eyes to the Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Oh, I want to go out on a limb and say I have never seen it, saw it, or watched it.
That's no surprise.
That's no. Well, you know, the reason I didn't watch it because...
No, there's been plenty of brothers on there.
They don't have any tall people on there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, do they? I'm serious.
They do.
Yeah. They're all slaves.
Oh, well, that's just wrong.
They have white walkers.
No, you don't celebrate that. You don't celebrate that. Trying to celebrate that is the man. We like to call him, not because he smells, we like to call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking a little bit sad because April 21st marked the third anniversary of one of my idols, Prince, passed away 3 years ago.
What?
On April 21st.
Oh, he did? Purple Rain?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How many years has it been?
3 years yesterday.
Man,
really?
Time just flies like boom, bam, boom, boom, bam.
So I'm kind of sad, but.
Yeah.
Life goes on. Speaking of life going on, Now the show is about to get beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty because, you know.
Well, this, beautiful goes with pretty, kind
of. This next voice, you've heard on the show plenty of times, and, man, I'm always a little giddy when she's here because she helps me be a better person.
Really?
I don't notice
you getting better at all.
Oh.
No.
When I make this major announcement, you're going to suddenly say,
oh,
that is true. Oh. The next sound you hear is going to be our esteemed guest, our lovely, talented Miss Monica. Miss Monica, how you sticking?
Hi, I am sticking to my friend's side because when someone texts me at the very last minute and says, hey, what are you doing? And I show up, that means I'm sticking to my friend's side.
You are an apple for sore sight. That's wrong.
Nope. You can tell that he likes you because we already have a female guest on the show. We have Steve, who identifies as a woman today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But before we get on to the voice of reason, Monica.
Yeah.
I'd like to see your eyes. Can I see your eyes?
Oh, come on.
Oh,
no.
Okay,
all
right, yeah.
I'd like to see
you. You know, she's a superstar, man.
Oh,
whoa,
right.
Wrong show.
Damn. You whip it out, I'll take the sunglasses.
Well, I guess I'll just look at you as I'm looking at a Beatle.
That sounds good.
Like a John Lennon or a.
These are my Prince.
Other one?
Prince sunglasses.
Yeah, and for some reason, I feel that.
He had the round sunglasses and purple ring. So.
Oh, okay.
The big old, yes. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, but smooth. Okay, so I have a major announcement to make.
Oh, this is going
to
be good.
Yeah. I feel like we should have music that leads up to this major. Like, should we, like, drum roll?
Yeah, do we have da-da-da-da? Oh, yeah. Cool, perfect. There
awesome.
We go.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is going to be an error-free night.
We've already, that's not true already.
Error? What's an error-free?
Yes.
In the sentence.
I have been told that I mispronounce words,
step
on top of things, and I mess up.
Yeah.
I thought you'd call that speaking spike.
Yeah.
Right. I did, but I want to show that I can do an error-free show.
I have faith in you, Spike. I know that you're a smart man. I know you can do it.
Yeah.
I'm behind you on this one. I think you can do it.
When you say error-free show, that implies that Steve put on that woman's blouse on purpose.
Woman's blouse, you guys.
Okay, so it's totally a woman's blouse.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and pull the curtain
and
back.
And what side are the buttons on?
It's got KFC on it.
What side are the buttons on?
I don't know.
Right. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen,
What are those pleats for?
Did you not notice that when you were buttoning your buttons that it just seems a little odd?
The voice of reason has on a KFC shirt that he bought. I guess he has a part-time job at
KFC. Yeah, I think it's a uniform
KFC.
At this point.
And the first thing we noticed being X chromosome.
Don't do it.
XY chromosome.
Oh, well, there's a mistake. Damn it.
Damn it.
Yeah. I thought you were smart.
God.
Monica, how'd that work out?
You didn't even get
that
out, Spike.
Yeah,
really.
Get faith in you, Spike.
Is that... The voice of reason has on a shirt that is made for
a lady.
X chromosome.
Yes.
Hey, there you go. Look at that.
Listen, look at me. I invented fire. So, voice of reason.
So excited about getting one thing right.
Voice of reason. Do you want to expound on why you have on a X chromosome shirt?
I was running late. I went to Central Casting. Not Central Casting, but costuming. They threw this shirt. I said I needed a KFC shirt. They threw it to me. I put it on my way in.
And in his defense, let me point out that the great Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin, the lead singer, he would wear the woman's blouse he'd hooked up with the night before the next night on stage.
Really?
So you're hooking with a KFC employee?
Okay. Wow, really? You got some free chicken?
There's a bit of a gap between Robert Plant and the voice of reason.
I said at the risk of being, you know.
You got the risk, huh?
Actually, I used to look a lot like Robert Plant.
You got chicken in the fridge right now? little bucket?
Is that code for something?
The only thing male about that shirt is the picture of the colonel on it.
Hey, okay, hang on. As the only vagina at the table, I would like to state for the record that clothing, articles of clothing, are not, they have zero gender. They don't have a penis or a vagina. A shirt is a shirt is a shirt.
But no, when a shirt is designed with
buttons,
pleats in it.
It buttons
so differently. To accommodate a woman's bosom.
Not there.
Where?
Show the pleats.
That's what those are for.
Yeah.
That's what those are.
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Exactly.
And,
what
I have not one shirt that has pleats in it. Like,
come on.
Maybe because I don't have buttons.
Have you ever worked at KFC?
No.
Here,
well, there you go.
I'm going to grab the buttons on my XY chromosome shirt.
Yeah.
Steve, grab the with my right hand. Grab the buttons on your shirt. With your right hand. Do you notice?
Yeah.
I'll turn this
that's
way.
That's sexist. I'm not a fan
that's
of that.
That's a fact. Okay, how about?
I'm not a fan of that either. That's all of this is sexist.
Also, let's take the sexism out of it. Why are you wearing a KFC shirt to Hooters?
Yes.
Rude.
Two reasons. Spike once had a job at KFC that he hated.
We gotta get a page.
And it's got a red color. It's got a red color to it, and
he hates that too.
Red.
Yes.
So you did antagonize.
Gosh, my throat is so dry.
Oh gosh.
That's what she said.
Oh gee.
Well, voice of reason. Listen, I have no animosity against you.
And
No.
I never would have noticed.
That was the whole point.
You're not mad at him. Noticed. You're just judging him.
I never would have noticed if you wouldn't point it out. It's just a KFC shirt.
You don't know. You never.
Clark noticed right away.
I didn't notice.
He noticed it.
Oh, I noticed it right away.
What? 10 seconds?
Yeah. Yep. I checked it out right away.
He's a shirt guy.
I'm just like I said. I think it's nice that the LGBTQ community is being represented on the show for a change.
Steve, give me one.
Yeah, well,
he's a shirt guy.
You
I was
do know
way to be progressive.
A lot about my shirts.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, if there's a speck on it, a tiny little speck.
Yeah, at least this one doesn't have mustard stains on it that we can see.
Okay, listen. Let's go back to the show. We got people online. Yeah. Does anybody
do
any people speak hieroglyphic? Because I'm seeing kind of symbols all on the thing.
Who are you referring to? Emojis, probably.
This is
hieroglyphic.
Crimbo
really
and Ruse.
Crembo and Ruse.
Yeah, and also we got Clopper and Hop saying Spike is cool.
Oh, that's nice.
So we like Clopper and Hop. Thank you, Spike's mom. Them.
Yeah,
and daughter, yeah.
And I have an inquiry.
What do they know?
I have an inquiry from Facebook.
Yes.
Last week's esteemed guest, Ms. Crystal Stems, is asking if last week's show is up. And I said, yeah, it should be. And she said she's not seeing it. So,
it is up.
Okay,
It's show 306. It doesn't mention her at all.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why
so
she said that.
Rude,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a slight error in the preparation. I don't know who's in charge of that.
I think that's Spike on the mic.
That's not an error. Yeah. That don't count as an error.
How dare you Google
she
your
took
name?
She time out of her day. I love that woman. She's a cool chick.
Oh, she's wonderful. I love her.
Yeah, she's the best. She's
she
a
is.
Sweet girl.
Yeah.
And she took time out of her day, and you didn't even give
her
credit.
Did you forget Spike was on the show?
Oh, yeah.
No. And let me just say,
Crystal, if you're listening, I will fix it. Oh, it's not. My fault.
At the risk of getting my ass kicked, you should go on a cruise with Crystal. It's a lot of fun.
Don't take.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't throw Spike don't take the blame for something Spike should have done.
Yeah, well.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Spike should
do
everything.
My name is on the banner.
So you're responsible for
what
whatever.
Banner?
Exactly. Oh,
he's used to taking the blame, by the way.
So, I listen, I will fall on the sword. I will do the
backward
samurai.
That
was the sound of me stabbing myself in the kidney.
It's called a harikari.
In the side of the
harikari. Yes.
All right, so let's get back on track.
All right.
Voice of Reason, thank you kind of for thinking of me when you bought that female, that XX chromosome shirt, and it was red.
It was at the costuming, it was in the men's section.
You know, you could have got a white one, which would have been the manager.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get a white one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, white is management.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen out there listening on the Spike of the Mic, so what
all
we
right,
do.
All right, I got that
what
one.
We do?
What we do.
It was a little slow on the uptake.
We talk about three things. The past, the present, and the future. All right, so yeah, we talk about three things. We talk about the past, the present, and the future. And also, we are a caller-driven show, so you always can give us a call.
No, don't
do
that.
Not a caller-driven show at all.
At 813-699-3900, you always can call and play and see how the sausages is made.
And the funniest part is Spike and I would do a dance when the sponsor music plays. The people here at Hooters can't hear it, and we're just dancing like idiots. What are they doing?
They have no idea
what's going on. They're
going
to Baker Act us.
But, Gas Man, we on beat.
Yeah, you damn right.
You ever heard the saying, dance like nobody's
watching?
Yeah, that thing right there.
I never understood that. Then why am I dancing if nobody's watching? Like, why don't we want everybody to watch us dance?
You dance for the people?
On this show.
Why would I want people to
dance? On this show, we speak. As though nobody's listening.
There you go.
Because nobody is listening.
No, we got
Marilyn.
I could
illustrate that for you if you'd like.
Have you ever danced?
If you ever saw me dance, you'd say, "Why is he doing that?"
I would say, "Good for you. Keep dancing. Do your thing."
Have you ever danced at home to your favorite song, or even in your car when nobody's watching, just like?
Yes.
I dance it wherever I feel like that's dancing. Funny, yeah. People can watch if they want. If they don't like it, turn around.
That's nobody right. That's how you should be.
There you go.
Exactly. Okay. Also, so let's go ahead and do some more house cleaning.
Oh, yes.
Let's go ahead and talk about, the sponsors. Get that in the end.
All right.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Mr. Schmatz?
Speaking of official race,
do you know where Chase Elliott placed?
No.
Oh, damn, neither do I.
What? So
I didn't watch this past weekend. I was busy.
Oh, you know what? Is there a race on Easter?
Can I go to NASCAR?
Oh, there may not be a race.
Does anybody know where Chase Elliott finished in the race Sunday?
Why don't you just say pickles or no pickles?
There was no race yesterday.
They don't race Mother's Day. They don't race.
All right, so no free pickles.
Well, why are we here?
Thanks a lot, Jesus.
Because, wow.
Damn.
You got pickles.
Yeah.
April 13th was the last race, so there was no race yesterday.
All right.
It's not until the 28th at Talladega.
All right. Well, I hope he wins.
As we've done all our house cleaning and made sure.
Yes. But wait a minute. I have a legitimate question.
Yes.
So you guys got up and danced. It was a whole past, present, or the future thing.
Correct.
What was it then? What did we do that was past, present, and future? What was that?
We haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then why didn't we save the song until we...
Oh, no. We're announcing what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We talk about three things.
You know...
Don't make me play
I'm just
music.
Trying to follow along.
If you're going to demand logic, you're not going to last
my
long.
Bad, my bad. My bad.
Future.
I don't know what we talk about at all on this show.
We talk about things in the past.
Future.
We don't talk about...
In the future.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Crystal present. Is listening. And,
yeah, I know. I just got a message.
And she is a little perturbed.
She's a little upset.
I love you, Crystal. I, Monica, love you, Crystal. Yeah. Wow.
Crystal, I had nothing to do with the oversight, just so you know.
Yeah.
It was all
that's okay.
Oh,
you know what? You know what? Because what I can do, I can flash this award-deserving smile on her.
Oh, that's
do a little
so
lean.
Nice.
Do that little, put your thumb to your chin.
Yeah.
Like you're taking a picture of Zayers. And then
Zayers
and then
the jewelry. Messing up. Zayers is jewelry.
1970s jewelry store.
Yeah, really. All right, so listen.
Especially the old man show Zayers.
Oh, yeah, old chicken makes good soup. A friend of mine told me that. Remember that? Learn it, love it,
I like
live
that
it.
You gave her credit, because normally you just steal it and don't give her credit. Don't give anyone credit. So impressive. You're learning.
All right, so.
So what now?
Let's go ahead and talk about topic changing music.
What is past, present, and future?
Here comes the very first topic on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right.
See how he hit that post?
Yeah.
Oh,
beautiful.
You are awesome. I like to call
this. They're radio professionals over here.
Yeah.
I like to call this topic stand or sit and pee.
Stand or sit and pee.
Sit in pee or and pee?
Sit
in. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just an N, N. Sit
error,
and pee.
That's error number two.
Well, you got to use the N word.
I think it's error number 55. But
stand or sit to pee. Now,
yeah, that was very good.
If you guys have been listening to the media, you guys may know about this story here. in North Pole, Alaska.
Oh, yeah. You got to sit in oil. If you sit in pee, you're liable to freeze your ass right to the bowl.
Yeah.
This school district is progressive. And so there is a transgender, transgender person.
Oh, it hurts my head.
Okay.
A little girl who she's identifies as a boy.
Okay.
So in the school district, they said that our goal is to help transgender students.
Sure.
You know, help them learn and determine what's best for the students for their educational needs. Yeah. Everybody's a little more with that. Well,
so
this,
she got one of those plastic things that you can pee standing up.
This transgender student.
I think I guessed.
Went into a man's bathroom.
It's a school, so it's a little boy's bathroom. It's like she's grown men in there. It's just
kids her age. She took a selfie while she was in the men's boys' restroom.
Sure,
I
posted
would.
It on the social media.
I usually
media.
Do. Yeah.
Well, au francois. Little boy, no, the other boys got mad about that. That's French for his mama spake. They went into the ladies' room to protest and take a picture while they were in the ladies' room. Because these kids did not like the fact that this transgender woman was able to go into the men's bathroom.
Little girl. Like, right.
And take pictures.
It.
It was mainly to take pictures, right?
Well, one of the girls that was in the room, in the bathroom, tried to leave. And while that was going on, she kicked one of the boys into the cheering.
Yes.
Into the children?
Cheering or the little...
Oh, the nads.
The groins.
Kick them in the nards.
Now...
That's bad.
This sounds like a really dumb situation that escalated really quickly.
The school suspended the girl.
Okay.
The transgender girl who went into the room.
She's the one that hit somebody.
No, the school suspended the little girl, the girl that was in the bathroom.
That was in the men's room.
Her turf.
No, okay. You guys, obviously, I'm not saying
this
right.
We need a flow chart.
I'm not saying this
right.
The
TG girl. They suspended.
Transgender went into the boys' bathroom, took a picture.
Right.
She went on to class.
Oh.
Boys
retaliated, went into a girl's bathroom.
Oh, so she wasn't even there.
Yeah, took a picture. A girl that was in the bathroom wanted
different
to leave.
Girl.
Or wanted to, different girl wanted to leave, got mad. She kicked one of the boys into cheering.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She got suspended from school. Now, my question to the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers and our lovely, talented Monica. Who do you side with, the school or the parents of the girl who's saying she's suing the school for expelling her sister? And I'll start out with you, voice of reason.
It's clearly a case of assault. I side with the school. You're not supposed to go around kicking people.
Even when a man comes into the ladies' room?
Yeah, even when a man comes into the ladies' room.
You can't kick him in the nuts?
No, you go talk to the... You call the police. You go talk to the principal. You're not allowed to assault and batter somebody.
What if the boy reached
assault
just for the
battery.
Woman? She had no idea because he's already in a place that he shouldn't be.
Yeah, and
he
this
felt
is
like
a,
he had to defend herself.
Well, this is a stand your ground bathroom.
So you're not.
But he isn't assaulting her or anything.
Well,
he's
how do we know?
We don't know
she
that.
Felt something. She felt like she was being assaulted because he's in a place that shouldn't be.
Exactly.
She doesn't know what's coming next. Or are you never in the right in the mind of defending a woman whenever she's threatened?
No, it's not that. It's she should have called, talked to the prince, told her principal on the boy.
This is in the goddamn
maybe
bathroom.
Maybe he would have been
dude.
Suspended.
Maybe a couple of
well, there was a girl
the
in the boys' bathroom, dude. Right?
Ooh.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark.
I think the punishments are good all the way around. My biggest hang up is I don't want anybody taking pictures in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's
I don't
true
care
idea.
Of their role. I don't care which bathroom.
But she was solo, wasn't she? Like she was tagging people in the bathroom.
Yeah, but that's still invasion
really.
Of privacy. I mean, just you can
her
take,
own privacy.
Take pictures elsewhere. Well, there's a million other places to take a selfie.
Haven't you ever
million
seen a bathroom
two.
Selfie?
She could have stood out in front of the sign and just took a picture.
Really?
Bathroom selfies are a thing, Clark.
All right, well,
gross.
Listen.
Gross.
Ladies, we are a caller-driven show, so we have to go to our caller. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
The one time that's a
perfect, perfect timing.
What is that?
That's
a toilet.
You never heard
toilet.
Toilet flush?
I mean, not as a caller after saying hello.
Oh, that's
you've
on this
never
show.
Listened
fairly
to the show.
Yeah.
That's the most common telephone call we get.
Yeah.
It's kind of is it sending a message like?
Yeah, you're going down
no,
the
I
toilet.
I think they're just saying the commercial is. I mean, the conversation is about a toilet. All right, so Gas Man, what is your opinion on that?
As a father of my only child who is a daughter, I'm side with the girl. Kick every guy in the nards so you can get out of that bathroom.
That's it.
The boys have no business in the women's bathroom
at all.
The transgender kid was in the bathroom alone and she took a selfie. Okay?
Yep.
The boys have no business in the girls' bathroom doing anything.
Right.
Kick them in the nards and get out of there.
Monica, being a member of the only XX chromosome. God, I'm so proud of myself.
You got it right.
Yeah.
XX chromosome. What say you?
I understand the simple assault thing, and my first instinct is to side with that. What made me change my mind just a little bit is what Gasman just said, which was there's a boy should never be in a girl's bathroom or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Not in this specific case, but out and about at a bar when the boys' line is too long or the girls' line is too long, everybody's been known to go to the opposite bathroom.
Sure.
I'm not kicking anyone in the ball while they're in there. Yeah.
And right. I got another one. I was at a WWE show at Amalie Arena, and the women's line was too long, so these girls, can you get us?
Happens all the time.
WWE show. Can you get us in there? So my boys, we held off a stall so the women were coming in the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
Just to take a little whiz because the women's line was
ridiculous.
Exactly,
yeah.
I don't think anybody and
should somebody have hit them for that?
But nobody was seeing anything. They were just going in the stall and running.
Yeah, reasonable human beings should be able to interact at that level.
And it was
plumbing.
Yeah, without kicking anybody.
All right, so
nobody got offended. Nobody cared.
Assuming she wasn't getting assuming the little girl wasn't getting attacked,
right?
And just that she just decided to kick, I think that's wrong. I think she shouldn't have kicked him in the balls. But if she's trying to defend herself, you know, good for you, girl. But
we don't know if she was feeling threatened. Yeah. That part's not in the story. And that's not your fault. It may not be. Part
no,
of
it is
because I'm air free tonight. Yeah.
Right,
you're air free. I'm doing a ward.
Depending on how many boys and how big a bathroom it was, just them being there could have been enough for her to feel threatened.
That could have threatened her, right?
Yeah. Out though, why would you just leave?
But maybe they were blocking the entrance. But the fact is that the boys, just out of being jackasses, went to protest. They all rushed into a women's bathroom, girls' bathroom, just
to
do that.
Monica, you come out of a stall and there are three guys standing there in the bathroom.
I scream.
How old were these kids?
I scream. Are they hot? Those are the two things that go through my head.
Oh yeah. No. Is this a high school?
I stand corrected.
It is a. It doesn't say, but I'm a high school.
High school. Because when we were little kids, elementary school, we thought if you went into the girls' bathroom, you came out, you turned gay. So
maybe that is the rule. Yeah. That is the law.
Right. Wow.
So those guys might all be gay now.
And don't sleep on boys' cootie days.
That's right.
That's a thing, too.
Wait, what?
Boys' cootie days.
What's a boys' cootie day?
You don't remember that?
Obviously, I'm going to go with no. I don't have
them. It's like Thursday or something where all the boys had cooties that day, and you just weren't allowed to touch them. And if you did, you had to cross your fingers. It was a whole thing.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
When boys had cooties, you couldn't touch them.
No take backs.
Okay, how do you know?
I still have scars from that.
You have cootie scars?
Yeah, the girl saying it's boys' cooties.
Boys wearing a girl's shirt.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you're trying to hide it. Hold on a second. When I had cooties on Thursday, was it evident?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you were just a boy. Yeah.
You're born with a virus
every time.
Yeah. It's always a viral with these.
I mean, Friday everything was good.
I watched
but
the commercial.
Thursday was boy cootie day.
Yeah,
I watched the commercial. Get your Valtrex. She'll be all right.
Yeah.
would a transgender girl have cooties on that day?
Transgender cooties.
Yeah.
Oh, that's getting. Yeah, that's probably that's a different weird day. Territory.
They have their own kind of cooties.
Yeah. We know you're splitting hairs.
Well, you know.
Splitting
traditional gender cootie roles are changing. It's part of society. So.
Well, I'm going to make another SOTM executive decision. I think that the district overreacted. The girl in the girls' bathroom, yes, I'm saying froom. You hear me?
Froom,
That's not an error.
Oh, no, of course not.
It's a froom.
Are you? Bathroom.
I was going to ask, are you supposed to ask everyone before you give your opinion? If so, you
I thought I did. Response.
No, I'm not asking PW nor me, actually. There's two people you missed on this one.
Damn.
But you guys were already speaking.
Yeah.
We spoke, but we
spoke ahead.
We weren't given a forum, though.
Yeah, we didn't give them a turn. Let them have their turn.
Oh, my God. Unclench. Go, Pap. Jeez.
Yes.
I don't want a turn.
Yeah, Bill Smiles.
Well,
what say you?
The question, is there a policy for the school for the transgender to begin with, or did the transgender just walk in there to start?
No, the district says that we, as a school district, I work with the student to allow them to have what's best needs for the students.
Sure.
The conversation in the bathroom.
So that was known going into the day.
They gave the transgender permission to go into the bathroom.
Then the little girl should probably, because the school handled it beforehand, whether rightly or wrongly.
Right.
If it was well discussed and said this is what is going to happen. They can go into any one. Then the little girl did right. If not, the
you
school
mean,
system.
The other little girl.
The right, kicker, the little girl, the not the little tranny. Or yeah. Or
the
elder,
little girl.
Whoa.
Wait, are you saying that the girl that kicked, that did the kicking, did right?
Steve is a hard tranny.
Transgender.
All right.
We're not talking about car transmissions here.
All right. Yeah,
are you saying that the girl that did the kicking did the right thing?
The policy was there for the transgender
kicked?
To be corrected.
Have you ever been kicked in the groin?
Dude, I played so many sports. I've been hit.
She could have kicked him in the shin. She could have kicked him any place.
Okay. No.
And she tried to do
permanent.
You
don't determine
injury.
Where you
and
try to fight off your offender.
When you kick him in the shin, the boy then does something back to you. Yeah. You debilitate them.
That's what I taught my daughter.
Oh, well, right. After you kick him in the shin first.
Well, and don't you think if you go into the ladies' room, you're pretty much presenting your groin?
I think Steve wearing that shirt can walk right into the ladies' room tonight because
really.
Wearing a ladies',
I know,
ladies'
yeah.
blouse.
It's assault.
Blouse.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it technically is.
As a father of a daughter, if my daughter comes out of a stall and there are boys in the bathroom,
kick
them.
Why not just go? Why not just leave? Why are we kicking? Why do we have to cause bodily harm?
Let's play
it. Okay, if she can't.
Because we're Americans.
Well, the way Spike read the story, he said she tried to leave and then she kicked, which makes me think that she was either blocked or.
They were being jackasses in the bathroom.
All right, then kick. But don't kick unprovoked.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think the kicker just came out and just started swinging.
That's how I interpreted what you said.
I think the boys who gathered to go into the women's bathroom knew that this was going to be
a
problem.
Maybe it was a big old circle jerk.
You know what? I can hear the whole conversation. Knowing boys, it's like, you know what we should do? We should totally go into the girls' bathroom. Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it with the mob mentality.
They went in there
take some pictures in there so much like.
And
probably eight dudes, one brain.
And you guys are not
right.
Kind of like this show.
You guys are not going to like this. You guys are not going to like this at all. It was in northern Alaska, which means there were no tall people. So short people, y'all did it all the time.
Might have been
y'all,
some Inuit people.
Who?
Inuit.
In what? They into what?
Yeah, they're
Eskimos, nut jobs.
As a small you're not person, you know what Inuit is?
Really? You're not supposed to say Eskimo.
Damn minorities like us.
They're Inuit, you know.
They into it.
They're totally into it.
Alaskan Native Americans. Does that make it better?
Yes.
For what it's worth, I said that word knowing that that's where he'd go with it. So, I'd like the assist.
Good work. Welcome back. We're going to
like the assist in the box score, please.
You know what?
Be number one.
That was like a no-look alley-oop is what that was. Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, again, caller-driven show, caller-driver show. Welcome to Spike and the Mike Show. How you sticking? This is you, caller. Say something.
Driving us right into a wall.
We answered your damn phone.
Noble Alaska, hello.
Yeah.
That's my Larry King.
So it's good. I got it.
Nice try. Well, listen, caller, this is not a major delay, so you probably should be hearing the sound of my voice right now, and you should be responding, go.
Answer the phone, you piece of trash.
All righty.
This makes it so hard to be caller-driven. You know what I mean?
Monica? Also, lack of calls.
That's what we tell you
that, too.
That.
Yeah.
That's both things there. Playing.
You know, we don't have a call screener, and you know why? We don't need one.
No. No, we don't, because we fly by the seat of our pants.
Oh, yeah.
We hang by the cuff of our cufflinks.
Yeah.
Or by the pleat of our blouse.
You're going to let him go with that, are you?
Nope.
Yeah.
Are you going to kick him in the balls?
Nope.
No. End of our skirts.
Oh, he's asking.
Apparently, I can kick anybody I want in the balls.
Exactly.
Girls' clothes.
If they're violating your space.
All you can do is go into men's women's bathroom and take one of the bathrooms and take pictures. That's all you can do.
Yeah. You and your darts.
How would I take a picture in the bath?
Do you think right now, hold on, let's say you walked into the women's bathroom here at Hooters.
Right.
And you start to take pictures.
Yeah.
And one of the girls comes out.
Let's establish the fact that Steve can't take pictures anywhere because there's a flip phone.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now.
So,
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Right.
In when a situation like that,
yeah.
I would not want to be kicked in the nards.
Oh, hell no. No, I wouldn't either.
Have you not given up your right to not be...
To walk around without vomiting?
Expectations. Yeah, I mean, if it was hard enough, sure. The kick.
Yeah, the kick. The kick. Yeah.
Hey, host. Want to take control of this nonsense?
No, I see.
Me, Mr. Tibbs.
All right, well, listen. I think we've kicked.
Uh-oh. All right, here comes another try.
We've kicked that topic down, right?
Here comes another try.
We are a caller-driven show. Let's go to the callers. Callers, welcome to Spike on the Mic this Show. How you sticking?
Okay, listen. I can actually hear sound now.
If you
They're
call.
Just not speaking.
St. Petersburg, Florida. Right. Hello.
I feel like you heard the phrase caller-driven show one time.
Yes.
And you just won't let it go.
Yes. So got it. Yeah. So got it.
I mean, why are you? I feel like
you can't be
happen.
Pounding everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dude, that was funny. That was funny.
Can't be pounding. All right. Well, you know what? You can't stop the caged tiger.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it moving. Let's go ahead to the next topic.
All right.
But you can stop a cage
tiger. Does that mean you have to play the music?
It's in a
cage. It's cage, dude. Oh, my God.
It's already been stopped.
It's time for another groin-kicking topic on the Spike on the Mic Show.
In a cage.
What'd you say, Ma?
It's in a cage. I don't know. I really had faith that you weren't going to F up. I really did. I was like, this guy's got it. He's focused. He's on a mission. And now you just say you can't.
How do you stop a caged tiger?
Well, you just
you put it in a cage. Keep it in the cage.
You just don't open the cage door.
Don't open the door.
You're good to go.
Wait, you can't stop a cage. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's three wrongs tonight. Only had Clark. Listen to me. Only had like three errors tonight, right?
Yeah. That's all. I stopped counting it.
Yeah. All right.
This is going to be a good topic.
Uh-oh. Gas Man is over there trying to catch his breath.
Gas Man is incapacitated.
This is going to be a real good topic.
Easy.
I love me some
Ladies
voice
and over gentlemen,
the past, present,
turn your headphones
the
up.
The Spike on the Mic Show, where we answer the age-old question, how do you stop a caged tiger? Don't open the door.
All right. Well, you know, let's just go ahead and I know I didn't give you warning. I think it's time for a Dear SOTM.
Oh, a Dear SOTM.
I love
SOTM.
Yeah, we got Dear SOTM. Oh,
okay, yeah.
Monica, this is where we give advice.
Who does?
All of us.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. I like to judge. Give me that.
Oh, yeah, you can do it.
I know I can.
Yeah, you can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a portion called on Dear Spike on the Mic.
Yeah.
It's when callers or listeners will write us for our expertise, our advice, and our help. I'm going to read what they said.
All right.
The good news is, when they get to the point where they're asking us for advice, they've probably hit rock bottom and killed themselves, we can't do any damage.
All right. Dear Spike on the Mic. I'm sorry. It's Dear SOTM.
Yes.
My friends and I love to splurge on expensive dinners.
Splurge?
Spooge?
My friend and I love to splurge.
Splurge. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I love how
I thought they were doing something else on their dinners. Yeah.
Spooge.
Yeah. Splurge on expensive dinners.
Splurge on our dinners.
Once a month, we all get together and we go have an expensive dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
One of our friends has fallen on hard times.
Oh.
Pay for your friend.
It's low on cash.
Yeah.
She says she would rather be invited and not order anything.
Oh, no.
That's
as opposed to just not being invited at all.
Oh.
She wants to spend time with her friends.
It's been okay. Yeah. She's gone with us on many occasions. But when she does come, she eats off other people's plates.
Rude.
And sometimes the person has to cover a tab for her.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
No one wants to exclude her, but a statement of, if you come, can you play? Seems to be a little hard. If you come, can you pay? Seems to be a little hard.
Right.
SOTM crew, what should we do? Oh. Sign, one can afford it.
This is going to be
one
good.
One can afford it. Yeah.
Now, you guys, did I read that?
Yep. That was fine. Yeah.
It's very clear.
No, you totally understand. Splurge, but okay.
All right. Who do you want to hear from now?
All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to my X chromosome.
Oh man, he's got it right.
So
twice.
In love with getting that right.
Vagina.
Studying that one.
Vagina.
Vagina. Vagina.
All right,
I'll get behind that chant for sure.
XX chromosome. What would you give your advice to? Can't afford it. Need help.
This is a sucky situation all around because you know who wants to be poor and who wants to like be mean to your.
Right.
You want to include your friend, but then at the same time you don't want people eating off your plate. This is my thing. I'm the friend who has no money, I just don't go. And I know it sucks. Yeah. I want to be included. I want to, but I just don't go. And what I do is, if it sounds like it's a regular basis that they have dinner.
Correct.
You know, then if I can scrape up some money and save it, then I go that one time and spend and pay my own stuff. And maybe they even offer to pay part of it or whatever, and that's cool. But I come with money. If I come with money and I don't just sit there with my water. That's weird and uncomfortable for everybody.
Can I interject into your answer?
Yes.
The person with no money is not asking. The group of friends is the one that's asking.
I know, but then they need to tell her, we love you. We love it when you're at the dinners. And I think it's uncomfortable for everybody. When you can get some money together or whatever, we'd be happy to see you. But, you know, you need to make your priorities not be coming out to dinner with us. Your priorities need to be how can you get more money? How can you save money? How can you get your finances together?
Gas man?
If the person is... I'm always a friend that says... delivers your uncomfortable news. I said, if you can't afford to go, you can't come. I'll tell them. Just don't show up.
PWs?
PW Fenton at p-dub.com.
What?
Have her just send me an email, and I'll send her money so that she can have dinner.
This is the nicest. Hey, that's the sweetest, nicest. You are such a good man.
Yeah, that is a good night. That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Wow. I love that was your first thought. I like that you, that's what you thought. I love that.
Spots? Unsweet.
No, I mean, it's
that bitch needs to sit her ass home.
Yeah,
maybe I didn't hear the whole story. Maybe I didn't hear the whole story, but I mean, is this a weekly thing? Is
monthly.
It a monthly?
No, they say once a month we get together and go to expensive dinners.
Once a month. I can cover that.
What if they just ordered the appetizer or something like that? I mean, and just did something smaller or whatever. I mean, isn't the company and it's about friendship?
That's what the broke person says.
Yeah. Now, I understand, like, you know, grabbing food off another people's plate, probably not acceptable in that sense.
So later when you order fries, I shouldn't reach over? And
no, I mean, look, I mean, if it's the case, but at the end of the day.
I will break your wrist.
I know. Not going to your yours, Clark. I understand that.
I'll stab you in the neck.
So, I'm for the group of friends. I mean, at some point, if it's going on, I mean, how long has it been going on? A year? Is it now 3 months? 4 months? What is it?
That's irrelevant.
I'm
7 days.
Well, in a month, then it's happened once, and look, I mean, is it going on a year? I mean, at some point, council, like PW said, you know, they go like this. Maybe the couple of the friends go beforehand and go.
All right, it's the same person from area code
307. Don't answer it then.
No. Maybe they're trying. They haven't checked.
Give it 3, 2, 1, and out. You're not hiding.
Do you have a grind to a halt sound effect?
Yes, exactly.
All right, caller, here we go. Welcome to Spike on the Mic Show.
Done.
You gotta fix
this. Oh, I hear a voice.
I heard a voice. What did you just say?
You gotta fix it.
We gotta fix like what? The friend?
You sound like you're about 1,000 feet away from the phone.
You're 1,000 feet away from the phone. We're fine.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of which, like Boss Sean, are we still on point for next week?
Sean, take your weak-ass, lame-ass, nut job shit and go the fuck away.
He hung up.
Goodbye.
Dr. Captain Clark.
All right. Well, my idea may not help with the present situation, but I would suggest going forward, if it's the same group of people and you're this organized, how about at the end of every dinner, everybody throw in $5 to a fund that can go forward to cover if one of the members falls upon hard times.
Oh, I like.
Yeah. How about that? And then if nobody ever uses it, say at the end of the year, you have even a bigger blowout, and you saved up this money, and you do that with
okay,
it.
Okay,
voice of reason?
Like that. Good
somebody
job.
In the Thank group's got to have money that in the bank that's getting less than 1% interest. Okay? So, like, if... And it makes a
capitalist over here.
I mean, Paul's willing to give charity, but nobody really wants to take charity for a meal. So, like, maybe a 2% interest loan.
I'm not giving charity.
No.
I'm giving a gift.
Buying somebody's dinner.
Yeah. Can I jump back in?
Yeah, you loan them 2%. No, you say, I'll pay for your meal, 2% interest.
He's not sending her ramen noodles. He's buying her a
good
fancy
interest
dinner.
Yeah, that's a good interest rate.
If you're going to loan, you don't charge interest with your friend.
And you've got a connection.
That's some bull crap.
But that's a low interest rate.
There should be no interest rate.
Gas man, what are you saying?
Can I jump back in? All of my close friends in North Carolina like you. we were going out and somebody was short. They said, "Listen, I ain't got it." We would kick in and everybody would.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they would tell us, "I'm short this week."
Beforehand.
Yeah, and it would be cool.
Right.
And we'd take care of them. And yeah, beforehand, it's all good.
Because
we're all friends.
It's a voice of reason. You don't think, you don't have a connection to, like, get someone a bucket or some coleslaw?
I've got on a KFC shirt tonight.
All right, so Smut.
Yes, yes.
Have I asked everybody?
You did.
Okay,
you
went around. I was a little confused. I thought maybe
I was making sure.
Yeah. I started with
Spike, but what did you think of my idea? I mean, I think I had the best one.
Listen.
Really?
You had the worst one, didn't
you?
I never think you have the best one.
You're a reason we're here, but I think that was a terrible, terrible thing. And Dr. Cotton Clark, I disagree with you also.
Okay, good.
You want people
validates my idea.
It does. I want them to share. I love that idea. And like you said, if nobody uses it, that's awesome.
Why do a group of friends have to set up a GoFundMe account?
It's not necessarily for that one friend. It could be for whoever.
Obviously, standby caller. Right.
If somebody's short 1 week, you pick them up the next week.
Somebody has a flat tire. They can't afford it this month.
Let me know.
Oh, good. Well, you still get to come. We have the money saved.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
So
we have a caller.
Oh, caller, you have anything you want to tell us about? That was rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that group should just pick an activity everybody can do. If friendship is the thing that's most important.
Ah.
That's true, too. They could scale back on the thing.
No.
That's a good idea.
No, hold on a second.
That's
you don't
a really
move,
good idea.
Caller, you don't move a mountain for a piece of
For your
tree.
Friend? She's right.
Yeah.
You call her, great idea.
Yes.
You can do cheap under, like.
And I think I recognize this voice,
yeah, but that's,
so I know why it's a great idea.
But that's not the point. But what I'm saying is that if everybody was used to going to Sabres. You can't?
We're having technical difficulties tonight.
Why? You can't hear anybody?
Well, she can't hear
Lucky
you.
Lucky you.
Can't hear you.
What are you doing Saturday night?
Hold on a second. Everybody, hold on. Let me try this. Caller, can you hear me now?
What are we doing, dude?
No.
Okay, so we having technical difficulties with our equipment. I'm so sorry.
I said no.
You want to go to Caliente on May the 5th?
Check it. All right, go ahead. Hang up and let me explain to the caller.
Oh.
Caller.
All right, she hung
caller,
up.
Caller, we understand. We've had.
I love you, Kim. That sounded like my daughter.
We had several phone calls, and they had problems getting through. So we're going to have to work on our technical difficulties because being a caller-driven show, you have to be able to let people call and drive the show.
Sure.
So I'll apologize for that. But I want to make a statement to the SOTM person that called in, I mean, that wrote in and wanted our advice. My advice is that the group continue to do your expensive splurging. Just let it go and then look the other way. Just allow this person who has no money right now still be part of the group.
Yes.
That's the only way you can work.
Yeah.
And who pays? You didn't solve
the only way.
Everybody just pay. Just that's how it is. Because the reason they become your friend is because.
Yeah.
They did something in your life that made them your friend.
But look,
all of a sudden now quarters, dollars, and dimes are going to change everything.
That's like I said,
you can't scale back on behalf of your friend. Like you're used to going to what's a fancy restaurant?
Of course.
You're used to going to Burns every month,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, so for a little while you go to Hardee's,
and it's the same thing. Like I said,
about Hooters.
It's not about the food; it's your friendship.
And if somebody's short, hey, we'll pitch in, and we got this week, you know?
Yeah. I'm down for that.
No big deal. So we cut back for a little while to help our friend out.
Clark, you could have made it Hooters, though.
Yeah, that's a very affordable place.
Did I mispronounce Hooters? Oh, I'm sorry.
But I think Hooters is a luxury,
Burns.
Though. That's why you didn't say
that.
You mispronounced Burns.
Oh.
It's a luxury, but it's very affordable.
Can I say this? The key to the group thing is to splurge to go to expensive dinners.
Then I don't want those people as my friends.
Yeah,
I want the friendship more than the food. Sorry.
But
I'm
with you,
Clark. I'm the only one who thinks that the person who is poor at this juncture needs to own it. Like, I'm not going. I'm embarrassed by this. Hey, guys, I love you. I want to hang back.
I agree with that.
I want to hang back this one, and I will see you next time, because I'll take time to say
that. That should be a choice, though. That's your choice.
And that's what I said. If you're short, then we'll get you. And if you don't want to go,
I'm short.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean it that way. But, you know, we'll get you, but we want you to be there. So.
And that's nice.
Yeah, I
would
just
tell them I can't afford it. And if they said that, I would still feel very uncomfortable, and I don't even know if I'd still go.
But I'm just saying that's how me and my friends do it. If somebody's short, we pick them up, and then you get us the next one.
Right.
And that's all good. We're friends. I mean, friendship trumps everything to me. I'm sorry.
Friendship. All right. Well, okay. SOTM writer, thank you for participating. I hope that we've given you some sound advice on what to do.
Take care of your friends, you jackass.
Oh, damn.
Yes. My answer is just keep it going. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go ahead and do West Twindin.
Full Metal Jacket, baby.
And now it's time for What's Twending.
Me love you long time.
Where the best thing about it is the theme music.
What's Twending is the host just ran away.
Captain Clark.
Well, thanks, Spike. It's good to be doing What's Twending. How are you doing?
I got to go take a leak.
Oh, okay.
What's Twending is Mad Dash.
All right, well, let's start off a somber item to start out, the very first item twending. Brenda Jackson, mother of Dale Earnhardt Jr., has died of cancer at age 60.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, wait.
That as just, a North Carolina native, that's extremely saddening to me.
65, that's young.
That's too young. My mom died at 64. That's
so
I didn't know that.
What happened? Not that anybody's listening, but our hearts go out to the Earnhardt family, of course.
As a North Carolina native, it does. Yeah. Earnhardt's a royalty in North Carolina.
Who passed?
Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s mother.
God. Dale Jr.'s mother, Brenda Jackson. She died.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Rude.
13 students were hospitalized after what yesterday?
Kicked in the balls in the bathroom.
You got me, beat me
good
to
guess.
It.
Close.
Good guess, but no. Anybody else want to guess?
A chemistry class accident.
Well, yesterday was Sunday.
Oh, damn
it. So if you can get again, if you want.
Oh.
Students?
Yeah.
Sunday
school. Oh, they choked on an Easter bunny.
The attack?
No.
The attack at Sri Lanka.
Eating bad Easter eggs.
They threw eggs at the school.
You're all wrong. According to news outlets, 13 students and 3 chaperones fell ill aboard an American Airlines flight from Miami to Boston on Sunday.
I did hear that.
Oh, I did too.
Officials say the passengers were immediately taken to the hospital upon landing. No other information on what may have caused the illnesses was provided.
And it was described as violently ill.
How long is the flight from Miami to Boston? Like 4 hours? Maybe?
Yeah, about 2.5.
I read that it was the lasagna that they ate before they even got on the plane.
Is that makes more sense to me than something actually happening on the plane. Right. Because that's not a very long flight. So
not to get sick like that. That many people?
No. Yeah, that's a lot.
But, it was students and who else?
Do you know
where
they
were? Chaperones.
Were they in the same party together?
Same
party. Yeah, it was something before.
Students going somewhere with their chaperones.
Yeah, it was before.
Probably bad pickles.
Who knows who YNW Melly is?
I don't.
Say that again, please.
They got kicked in the balls in the
YMW Melly.
YN as in Nancy, NW Melly, MELLY.
Some crazy rapper that got shot.
He's a rapper, and he could face death penalty for double murder.
Ooh.
Who did he allegedly
shoot? That was a good
Jamel
guess.
Demons, which that's a pretty cool name in itself. Why change it?
Man.
Demons.
Yes, man.
Also known as rapper YNW Melly, was arrested in February and charged with first-degree murder in the 2018 deaths of 2 friends. I guess they're just now getting around to charging him if he was in February.
God damn.
So somebody you never heard of could be going to jail.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a cool name, though. You got to give him that.
Yeah, that is a cool Jamel Demons. That would just be my name. You know?
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Some of this stuff is not that interesting.
No, I think Spike's got a really good twinning thing.
Oh, this is awful, but I'm not going to read it.
Well, he's back, so.
Oh, was he gone?
Nobody knew that. Thank you.
No, we said it immediately. Yeah.
There's a lot of really dark things that I don't want to bring up from Twitter, and they're awful.
Really?
We'll
pick one of them.
We just go ahead and just close it
out. Well, let's do one more. This one isn't too bad.
Here's a question, because you talk about Twitter. Because it's dark, does something different replace it soon?
Yeah.
Well, it's
Twitter's not going anywhere.
It's not stuff anybody wants to hear about, so we're not going
to
do it.
All right. Something else to guess, though.
A very populated poop map will make you watch your step in what city?
Seattle.
Boston.
New York.
Boston. It's up in the Northwest. It's got to be.
San Francisco.
I'm going Boston.
Yeah.
I would never go there for poop.
Mapping out dog poop.
Is that pet poop or is that human poop?
Human feces on the streets of San Francisco.
Human.
Somebody actually made a map of all the, and I don't know how they track this. I don't think personally or they have people reporting
it. That would be my question.
But it's literally, the map, it doesn't do justice to show it on a radio show, but it's a map that literally covers the entire city.
Nice.
It's all brown. The entire state is brown.
It looks like a big brown smudge.
I'm sure it's just basically an app that it's someone, mark where you're at if you see poop, and that's probably it.
I'm not hungry anymore.
It looks like an organization called Open the Books, which I'll have to research and find out who it is.
Sure.
They've mapped out all Anybody want to guess the number of human waste incidents in the San Francisco area?
Human waste?
Yeah, this is human waste we're
is
talking
this
about.
Daily or annual?
What's this is accumulated over a period of time.
Over what? Since when?
Since okay, 2011.
Thanks, oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Like, literally shit. Like,
yeah. This yeah, is really. 264,000.
You are almost exactly half right. 132,562 incidents of people pooping on the street.
Look at the Rain Man.
What? Yeah.
Spot strikes again.
Yeah, he is.
So,
You're all like, yeah, that's right.
Compared to that other story, the ones I didn't do were really awful. So
wow,
that's enough.
That's great.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, that was the best one that you did do?
That was the best one. That was pretty shitty, Clark. That was pretty shitty.
Thank you, Clark.
Thank you.
And now it's...
All right, well, okay, well, listen, the time has flown by.
Oh, it has.
It's floated it by. So, you know, what we always do, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go around the room. We have to ask, what stuck with you tonight? I mean, I have one other topic, but I don't think we have time to get to it. Yeah, we got 4 minutes. So we have to, everybody
yeah,
we, get.
Yeah, let's, we can all no, talk.
You can't do that because.
Save it for next week.
We'll do
you
it.
You know what? That could be your quick topic. You have 8 seconds, 10 seconds, like you're writing
oh, and
a
we
bull.
All talk
okay,
over each
okay.
Other.
Yeah. What could I do for yeah. Y'all to befriend
it's like, me? It's like you're writing
what,
a bull.
You're talking. What can y'all do to befriend me, to defriend me?
Oh, to defriend you?
Would, on Facebook or something?
Just in life.
Violate
oh, in life?
My trust.
Oh.
Okay, if I murder somebody, would you defriend me? Yes
I,
or no?
I
yes
would,
no, spot.
Wait,
yes
who do you,
depends on who you murder.
Exactly.
All right, Captain Clark.
Yeah, same thing. Depends yeah. On who you murder.
You could shoot somebody in the streets of New murder York, and I would not
I'd come
defriend
see you.
You.
In prison, spot. I really don't think there's anything you could do. I legitimately can't think of one.
Yes?
No, yeah. Hey. No, I wouldn't defriend you,
yeah,
no.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
PW?
If you got Trump. I would give you money.
Okay, all right.
Man.
Okay, let's go to our room. Hey, PW.
I'm going to shoot you in the head, too.
PW, what's you stuck with you tonight?
What you just said. Damn. That was just awful.
Dr. Calvin Clark, what's stuck with you tonight?
Steve's shirt.
Oh, well, yeah, there is that.
Yeah, there is that. I'm just... All right, so we got to go.
The
Gas Man, just, what's stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me mourning death of Prince on the 3rd anniversary and Return of Monica. I'm happy about that. Good to see you.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Back to the mourning thing there.
Yeah.
So on this day he died?
No, the 21st. Yesterday he died.
Yeah.
It's my first time to speak about it because I'm on
no,
the
no, show. No. I feel that.
He was choked up. He couldn't even speak.
Hey, Do you know about Prince's unsung hero song, unsung song, Head?
Yeah, it's on his first album.
Yeah, but it has no radio play.
Yeah, because you got to get the album to get it. I got the album that it's on.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just thinking, a lot of people don't know about that song.
I can sing it for you if you want me to.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
All right.
I know the song.
Voice of Reason.
You're turning red.
To me?
What's up with you tonight?
The streets of San Francisco.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, if you're going to ask me next, I kind of want to take a shit in California. That's what stuck with me. Yeah. I really do, and I don't want to use a toilet.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Hey,
it's already brown. You won't be missed.
It's a checklist thing.
You'd be a real San Francisco treat. Ugh.
Rice-a-roni.
The San Francisco treat.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right, so I guess I've asked everybody what's stuck with you tonight, right? Yeah. One, two,
oh,
yeah.
No.
You didn't ask Smosh.
Smosh, what's stuck with you tonight?
Dude,
I'm so forgetting you tonight.
There's like four things. And first of all, that 1,000.
Oh, my God. That's what we don't ask you. One thing, be done.
Well, yeah. I'm looking at the clock. I see the clock. There's still a minute and a half left.
Yeah, we got
left,
time. So
you gave this guy a minute and a half. He's going to take every
second. I don't take every bit of it. No.
You got to filibuster.
I'm going to
filibuster, baby.
I'm trying to fill it out here. 1,096 days ago, Mark was greatly affected, as most of us were, by a death of a musician.
Just talking just these numbers.
I know. I can get down with that.
365, and now 366. There was no leap year involved in that until next year.
Oh, my God. He said there was no leap year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And Steve's shirt is absolutely correct. And, the shitty topic
okay,
that
so
Mark came up with and the shitty topic that you did, even though it wasn't directly shitty. But
what happened
really
is
bad. You are defriended.
I threw that defriend you topic out there just for shock value.
Yeah,
just
that
to
was
see
good.
How loyal y'all would run with me.
That was great, Spike.
I love you, Spike. I'll always be your friend, whether you like it or not.
Rest in peace, Prince.
And I can do nothing about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for playing. Hopefully, being a college gym show, we can get the doggone driver right. I'm Spike on the Mic. See you guys next week for an awesome new guest. You probably heard him, but he'll be back. I'm Spike on the Mic, and we out, ladies and gentlemen. One, two.